In the wake of former UND President Mark Kennedy leaving to become president at the University of Colorado, the State Board of Higher Education is looking at making some changes in presidential contracts. The presidents currently sign a one-page contract. University system staff presented a draft contract that would be longer and would have some new language about leaving to take another job. Board Attorney Eric Olson outlined the changes.
The first is that the president is required to give at least 60 days worth of notice prior to resignation to enable the SBHE to meet and begin the process of seeking a new president and also getting an interim appointed prior to the effective date of that resignation.
Another clause would require the departing president to pay what's called a recruitment fee.
That would be a sum of money meant to compensate the State Board of Higher Education and the institution for the cost of hiring the president and the cost of seeking a replacement president.
University System Chancellor Mark Hagerot told the board's governance committee, with Kennedy's departure and the imminent hiring of his replacement at UND, as well as the hiring of a new president at Bismarck State, reworking the contract is timely.
Much like the Colorado system, there's real cost to jumping ship.
The committee's chairman, Dan Trainer, called it a work in progress and says he's heard some concerns from college presidents.
There seems to be a lot of sticks and not a lot of carrots.
Trainer suggested there be two different contract forms, one for new hires, one for renewals. Olson said he would prepare those for the committee's next meeting. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.